Towneley Play of Noah. Around the year 1400, the year of the death of Chaucer, there arose in the small town of Wakefield, in the West Riding of Yorkshire, one of the most remarkable of English dramatists, whose name, like those of so many medieval artists, has not been handed down to us, so that we have to content ourselves today by referring to him as the Wakefield Master. This unknown playwright contributed 6 plays to the cycle of 32 on scriptural subjects, generally known today as the Wakefield or Towneley Cycle. The circumstances of the performance of these plays may seem remarkable today, though they were commonplace enough in the Middle Ages. This small Yorkshire town, whose total population can hardly have exceeded 1,000 in 1400, put on a cycle of scriptural plays at the yearly festival of Corpus Christi, a cycle of plays which enabled the spectator to participate in all the major events in sacred history, from the creation to Judgment Day. The whole cycle would take at least 12 hours to perform, and it is not clear whether 1 or 2 days were taken up by the performance. One thing we can be sure of, however, is that the plays got away to an early start, for any actor who had not reported for duty by 5 a.m. was liable to the rather heavy municipal fine of 6 shillings and 8 pence. Each play was sponsored and acted by one of the craft guilds, groups which combine the functions of modern trade unions, fraternal organizations, and devotional groups. We do not know which guild sponsored the Wakefield Noah, but the Noah play at nearby Hull was appropriately sponsored by the Shipwrights. The Wakefield Master's contribution to the cycle covered plays dealing with the death of Abel, 2 plays about the shepherds at the Nativity of Christ, and plays about Herod, and about Christ before Annas and Caiaphas, the high priests. Of these, the Noah play and the Second Shepherd's play are generally considered outstanding in their boldness in depiction of character and in utilization of striking and comic incidents unwarranted by scriptural authority. The Noah play itself opens with a speech by the hero, Noah, recounting the rather dismal history of man's relationship with God up to his own day. The disobedience of Lucifer, Adam and Eve, and Noah's own contemporaries is sorrowfully recounted, and Noah ends with a heartfelt plea for mercy in the time of the retribution he feels to be inevitable. Upon this, God himself appears and makes known his intention to do just what Noah has been fearfully anticipating, the destruction of the human race for its sinfulness. The means will be a great flood, but at the height of his anger, the Lord recalls the righteousness of Noah and his wife, and determines to save them from the coming doom. God therefore descends to Noah and gives him instructions to build an ark. The reason for this strange proceeding is held back from Noah until the instructions are almost completed, and Noah does not succeed in finding out the identity of his mysterious informant until the Lord is on the point of reascending into heaven. Dramatic touches not to be found in the biblical account in Genesis. Noah hurries off to perform the Lord's commands, seemingly more anxious about his wife's reception of the news than of the awful danger hanging over their heads. Noah's fears of his wife seem well justified when he gets such a cantankerous reception from her that he does not even find a chance to inform her of the astonishing news. Undeterred, he sets off to build the ark, and thanks to the Lord's help, completes the job with extraordinary rapidity. Nonetheless, there is only just time to get his family and the animals safe inside before the cataracts of the heavens are opened. But Noah's wife is not at all pleased with the ark, and prefers, exasperatingly, to remain outside, at least until she has completed her spinning. Only the actual approach of the floodwaters forces her to scramble aboard the ark in the nick of time, and Noah's expostulations on her delay lead to another argument and scuffle, only to be calmed by the protests of their children and the awesome nature of the storm that is now upon them. The rest of the play follows the biblical account of the deluge more conventionally, with Noah and his wife attaining a rather touching harmony as the floodwaters slowly diminish. The play ends with his wife's expression of concern for the fate of those who have perished, and Noah's hint that the Lord may one day admit them to grace. For the audience, this would constitute a clear anticipation of the redemption. In performance, I believe, the play stands on its own feet and is not in serious need of scholarly explanations or critical vindications. Yet some questions are bound to arise. The wife, for instance, has been interpreted as another Eve in the wickedness of her disobedience to her husband. But such interpretations would make the play too heavy a thing, I believe. God mentions Noah's wife, as well as Noah himself, as among the righteous. Noah does not noticeably get the better of their arguments, and their children impartially call upon both of them to stop fighting. We do not need to join the ranks of those critics who are sterner on Noah's wife than God himself. Nonetheless, the wife's comic disobedience does have, I believe, an important function in the play. Noah himself represents in its purest form the essence of the great Old Testament heroic virtue, the virtue of obedience. In the biblical account, we learn of no action of his that is not directly commanded by God himself, except, at the end of his life, getting drunk, rather pardonable after everything he had been through. Obedience is not a very popular virtue in Western civilization as a whole. The magnificent disobedience of Roland at Roncesvalles, defying pagan hordes against hopeless odds, is a more popular example, however less orthodox, of Christian virtue. The disobedience of Noah's wife provides a fitting contrast dramatically to the obedience of Noah. And, in the words of Mr. Alan Nelson, a scholar of medieval drama whose brilliant perceptions will, I hope, be soon available in print, such disobedience allows for a harmless rehearsal of the natural reactions of rebellion, preparing the spirit of the spectator, as it prepares the spirits of Noah and Jill, his wife, for the eternal message of salvation. Finally, a note on the language of the play. We have enacted this play in what we hope is a fair approximation, so far as modern scholarship can help us, of the Yorkshire dialect of this period. But our aim has been more than a tentative reconstruction of a lost speech. More than this, we have attempted to bring the Middle English of the Wakefield Master off the page of the scholarly text and make it a vital experience for an audience of today. And now, the Wakefield Master's Play of Noah.
Michtful God Vere, maker of all that is, three persons withouten nay, on God in endless bliss. Thou mad both nicht and day, beast, fool and fish, all creatures that lift me, wrought thou at thee wish, as thou well micht. the sun, the mona, veramentuma, the firmament, the sternus also full fervent, toshina dumad full bricht. Angels dumad full even, all orders there is to have the bliss in heaven. This did do more and less, full marvelous to neven. Yet was their own kindness more befall the seven than he can well express. For we, of all angels in brichtness, God gave Lucifer most lichtness. Yet prudely he fleet his death, and set him even him be. He thought himself as worthy as him that him mother, in brichtness, in beauté. Therefore he him degrad, put him in a low degree, soon after in a brad. Him and all his many, where he may be unglad forever. Shall they never win away, hence unto Domus Dei, but born in Balfouré, shall they never dissever. Soon after, that gracious lord, to his likeness madman, that place to be restored, even as he began, of the Trinity be accord, Adam and Eve, that woman, to multiply without discord, in paradise put he them, and sithen to both gaff in commandment, on the tray of leaf to lay no hint. But yet the false fint mad him with man wroth, enticed man to gluttony, stirred him to sin in creed. But in paradise, securely might no sin abide, and therefore man full hastily was put out in that tide, in woe and wandereth for to be, in pain as full unread took no, first in earth, and sithen in hell, with fiend is for to dwell. But he his mercy mel, to those that will him trow. Oil of mercy he us hicht, as he have had read, to every living wicht that wold love him and dread. But now before his sicht every living laid most party day and nicht sin, in word and deed full bold, some in pride here and envy, some in covetise and gluttony, some in sloth and lechery and otherwise manifold. Therefore he dread lest God on us will take vengeance, for sin is new a load without any repentance. 600 years and odd have ye without distance, in earth as any sod, lifted with great grievance alway. New he wax old, sick, sorry and cold, as muck upon mould he wither away. And yet, when he cry for mercy and call, Noah the servant a me, Lord over all, therefore me and me free shall with me fall, save from villainy, and bring to the hall in heaven, and keep me from sin this world within. Comely king of mankind, I pray thee, hear me steven.
Sin I have mad all thing that is lifan, Duke, Emperor, and King, with me own a hand, for to have thy leaking, be say and be sunned. Every man to me bidding shall be woe and full fervent, that mar a man such a creature, fairest of favour. Man must love my paramour, be reason, and repent. May thought he showed man love when he made him to be all angels above, leak to the Trinity, and know in great reproof full lawlig is he, in earth himself to stoof with sin, that displeases me most of all. Vengeance will he take in earth for sin, Saka, me gram thus will he work, both of great and small. He repentful saw that ever marry man, be me he set is no store, and he am his sufferan, he will destroy therefore both beast, man, and woman. All shall perish, less and more,
That bargain may they ban that ill has done. In earth he say Eric's knocked, but sin that is unsought. Of those that well has rocked, fiendy but a fun. Therefore shall he fordo all this middle air, with floodies that shall flow and rin with hideous red. He have good course thereto. For may no man is fared, as he say shall he do. Of vengeance draw me swear and marker end of all that beareth leaf. Saf Noah and his wife, for they will never strife with me that may offend. Him to make ill win, hastily will he go to Noor, my servant, Ori Blin, to warn him of his woe. In earth he say but sin reigning to and fro, among both moor and men. Each one of the four with all their intent. All shall he fordo, with floodies that shall flow. Work shall he them woe that will not repent. Noah, my friend, he they come on from Carrie's they to Caela, a sheep that thou art donned of nail and board full well. Thou was always well welcome, to me true as tailor, to me bidding obedient. Friendship shall thou fail to maid. Of length the ship bay 300 cubits, warn thee, of hecht even 30, of 50 else in bread. Anoint the ship with peak and tar, without and else within, the water out to spar. This is a noble gin. Look, no man they mar. Three chafer chambers begin. Thou must span many a spar this work o' the wind to end fully. Mark in the ship also, parlours one or two, and horses of office more, for beasties that there must be. On cubit on hecht a window shall thou mark, on the cedar door with slicked beneath shall thou tark, where they shall no man ficht, nor do they no kin rack. When all is done thus richt, the weef that is the marker, talk into thee. The son is of good farmer, same chaffet and karma. Talk in also thama, thy weef is also three. For all shall be fordone that live in land, but ye, with floods that from abund shall fall, and that plenty, it shall begin full soon to rain incessantly, after day is seven be done, and endure day as 40 without and fail. Talk to the ship also, of each kind best is two, male and female, but no more, or thou pull up the sail. For they may they avail when all this thing is rocked. Stuff the ship with vitale, for hungry that she perish not. Of best is fool and cattle, for them have thou in thought, for them is me consail that some succour be socked in hast. They must have corn and hay, and automate all way. Don't know as he they say, in the name of the Holy Ghost.
Ah, benedicite, what art thou that dost? Tell us afore that shall be. Thou art full marvelous. Tell me for charity the name so gracious.
My name is of dignity, and also full glorious to Knoa. I am God most mighty, own God in Trinity, but they and each man to be, to love me well, thou are.
I thank thee, Lord, so dear, that world vouch saf the slow to a pair to a simple knaf. Bliss us, Lord, here for charity hit craft. The better may we steer the ship that we shall have, certain.
No, to thee and to the free, me blessing grant thee. Ye shall wax and multiply, and fill the earth again, when all these floods are past, and fully gone away.
Lord, homeward will he hast as fast as that he may. Me weef will he frast what she will say, and I am aghast that we get some fray betwixt us both.
for she is full tithy, for little oft angry, if anything wrong be, so is she wroth. Godspeed, there, weef. Who far ye?
No, as ever nichty thriever. The wars, I they say. Do tell me, believer, where hast thou those long be? To dare may we driever or leave for they for want. When we swayed or swink, thou dost what thou think. Yet of meat and of drink have we very scant.
We've wear hard stead with teething as new.
But thou where war they be clad in stuff or blue. For thou art alway a dread, be it false or true. But God knows I am led, and that may I brew full ill. For I dare be the barrow. From even unto morrow thou speakest ever of sorrow. God send thee oats thee fill. We women may worry all ill husbandies. I have on be married that lost me of me bandas. If he teen, he must harry, whosoever it standes. With same and full sorry, wringing both me handes for dreader. But yet over weel, what with gum and with gill, he shall smeet and sneal and quit him is me.
Way, hold thee tongue, ram skeet, or he shall thee still.
Be me thrift if thou smeet, he shall turn a thy own till.
We shall say as teeth have at thy jill, upon the bone shall it beat.
Ah, so, marry, thou smeet still. But I suppose he shall not in the dead flit of this flit, that they there along to tee up the hose.
Ah, wilt thou so? Marry, that's mean!
Who shall thray for two, is where we go to spin.
And he shall quit the law and faith or sin!
Oh, the bonny! Oh,
who can both beat and clean with a reared? For all if she streak, yet fast will she screak. In faith, he hold no sleek and all middle aired. But he will keep a charity, for he have a dough!
Here shall no man tarry thee. I pray thee, go to. Well may we miss thee, as ever have he bro. To spin will he dress me.
Wait, farewell, lo. But weefer, pray for me busily, the wefty coming to thee.
Even as thou prays for me, as ever make thee thrief.
Tarry, for long from me work, I trow. No me gear will he fang and thither were draw. He may full ill gang, the south for to know. But if God help a man, he may sit down door to ken. No, I say will he, who he can of rich tree. In nomine patris, et filii, et spiritus sancti. Amen. To begin of this tray, me bonus will he bend. He draw from the Trinity, so cur will be send. It far is full fair, think me this work to me hand. No blessed be he that this can amend. Lo, here the length, 300 cubits evenly. Of bread, lo, is it 50? The hecht is even 30 cubits full strength. Well, no me goon will he cast and work in me coat. Mark will he the master he fleet on a foot. Me back he trow will brast. This is a sorry note. It is wonder that he last such an old dote all dold to begin such a work. Me bones are so stark, no wonder if they work, for I am full old. The top and the sail both will he mark, the helm and the castle also will he tack. To drift each a nail will he not forsak. This gear may never fail, that dar yonder tack on own. This is a noble gin. This nail or so they rent, or a more and mean this bird is each own. Window and door, even as I said, three chief chambro, they are well mad. Peak and tar full sure thereupon laid,
this will ever endure that upon me paid. For we, it is better rock than he could have thought. Him that my Ralph knocked, he thank only.
Oh, nobody hear me, and nothing be litter. Me weef and me mene to bring even hither.
Tend hither tidily weef and consider. Hence must us flay all some together in hast.
Wee, sir, what allus you? Oh, is that a solace you? To flay to follow you, and ye be a gas.
There is carn on the rail over me, dam.
Tell me that it's a tale, else get ye plum.
Hey, that car is me kill. Blessed be his name, he has het for our sail to shield us fro sham, and said all this world about, with floods so stout, that shall rain on a root shall be overladen. He said all shall be slain, but only we, our barmes that are bain, and our weefes stray. A ship he bade me ordain, to save us and our fay. Therefore, with all our main, thank we that fray, better of ball. Well, he is fast, go with thither.
He won't a never wed it. He does and he did it for fear of that tal.
Be not a fairer have done. Trust some or gared, that we better or none without more dare.
It shall be done, full son. Brother, help to bear.
For long shall he not horn to do me the bear, brother Sam.
Without any help, at me mick shall he help.
Yet for trade over scale, per will be dumb.
No, are we there as we should be? Though, give you no gear, our cattle and fay, to this vessel here, me childer fray.
He was never bar air, as ever mixed in they, in such an astray as this. In faith, he cannot fiend which is before, which is behind. But shall we here be pinned? No, as have the bliss.
Damn, as it is skill, here must us be the grass. Therefore, we with God will come to this pass.
Sir, for Jack nor for Jill will he turn me fassa, till he have on this hill spun a spassa on me rock. Well, where he nicht get me, no will he don't set me. Ye trader, ye no man let me, for trader of a knock.
To the heaven the cataractus all, that are open full even, great and small, and the planet is seven, left has their star. These thunders and leven doon gar fall, full stoot, both halles and boors, castles and tours, full sharp are the shores that renners about. Therefore we have done, come into ship fast!
Yea, Noah, go clue to thee soon. The better will they last.
Good mother, come in, sona, for all is overcast, both the sun and the moon.
And many wind blast for sharp these flutters so therein. Therefore, mother, come in.
In faith, yet will he spin. All in vain, ye carp.
If ye leak, ye may spin, mother, in the sheep.
No, is this twist. Come in them on me friendship!
We that he lose or he win, in faith thee fellowship set he not at a pin. His spindle will he slip upon his heel, or his dear old folk.
Peter, eat raw with dot. Without any more not, come in if ye will.
Hey, what are thee so near that he sit not tree? And to ship with the beer, therefore will he for trade that he draw the hair.
Damn. Securely, it be sportful, dare ye, aboard so long be out of ship.
He will not for thee bidding go from door to midding.
In faith, and for your long tarrying, ye shall leak on the whip.
Spar me not, I pray thee, but even as do think, these are greater warders shall not flee me.
Abid them and drink, for beaten shall do bear with the staff to do stink. As stroke as God say me.
What say, what wink?
Speak! Cree me mercy,
there
say.
Who see thee?
But to do be this day, the head shall he break.
Lord, ye wear it easy, and heartily full whole. Mich thee owns have a mess of widow's call. For the soul without laser should he deal a penny dole. So wilt mourn no phrase that he say on the soul of weavers that are here. For the leaf that they laid, Wool thar husband is were deed. For as ever ate he braid, so wool the ura sirra wear.
Ye men that has weefers whilst they are young, if ye loof your leafers, chastise their tongue. Me think me hair dreifus both liver and lung, to say such dreifus wedman among. Muri, as have ye blitz, shall chastise this.
It may ye miss, Nickel Neddy.
He shall mark this to a stone, beginner of blunder. He shall bet the back and bone and break all in sunder.
Oh, the laughy am gone. Out upon a man's wonder.
Say who shake and groan, and ye lig under. But weef, in this haste let us hoe, for me back is ne'er in two.
And ye bade so blow that ye may not thrive.
Ah, oh, we far ye thus, father and mother both.
I should not be so speedless, standing in such a warth.
This flood is our so hideous, with many a cold cough.
We will do as ye bid us. We will no more be wroth, dear baroness. New to the helm will ye hint, to me ship tent.
Ye say on the fear of moment may think the saving starness.
This is a great flood, weef. Hark heave!
So we thought as he stood, we are in great dread. These wawas are so old.
Help God in this need, as thou art stern and good, and best as he reign of all. Thou rule us in this wrath, as thou may be hate us.
This is a perilous cuss. Help God when we call.
Stair a tray, and ye shall essay the deepness of the say that we bear, if ye may.
That shall ye do, full Weasley. Who go thee way? For upon this flood have we fled many day with Pina.
Eh, no, the water will ye soon, ha? Ooh, it is far to the ground. This travel ye expound had I to teen. Above all, he is bedale, the water is risen lap, cubit is 15. But in a here stop, it may not be, Wayne, for this welly what? This 40 days has rain been, it will therefore abat full lale. Hey, this water in haste eft will he tast. Oh, no am I aghast, it is one at a great deal. No are the weary resist, and cataractus kneet, both the most and the least.
May think be me wit, the sun sheenest in the east. Low is not yond it. We should have a good feast where these flutters flit so speed as...
We have been here, all we, 350.
Yea, no one is the say. Lord, well is us.
The thrid team will he proof what deepness we bear.
How long shall thou hoof at? Lay thee leaner there.
Oh, he may touch with me loof the groom even here.
Then beginnest to groove at us, merry cheer. But husband, what groom may this be?
The hills of Harmony.
No, blessed be he that those for us can ardent.
He say topos of hills, hey. Many as a seeked, nothing to let me, the weather is so brief.
These are of mercy tokens, for richt.
Dame, do counsel me. What fool best nicht, uncouth, with flicht of wing, bring without tarrying, of mercy some tokening, either be north or south? For this is the first day of the 10th moon.
Braven, durst delay will come again soon. As fast as do may, cast him forth, have done. He may happen today come again. Or noon with grass.
He will cast out also duffus on or two.
Oh,
Oh, go your way, go. God send you some wrath. Now are these fools flown into sair country. Pray we fast it, John, knelen doon our knee, to him that is alone worthiest of the grey, that he will send anon our fools some tea to glad us.
They may not feel of land, the water is so wanand.
Thank we God all well done, that Lord that made us.
It is a wonder thing, methinks, so flay. They are so long tarrying, the foolish that way cast out in the morning.
Sir, maybe they tarry till they bring.
Yeah, that raven is a hungry alway. He is without any reason, and he fiend any carrion, as peradventure may be fun. He will not away. The dove is more gentle. Here trust ye unto. Leak unto the turtle, for she is a true.
And spout a little she comes. Lo, she bringeth in her bill some novels now. Behold, it is of an olive tree a branch, thinkest me.
It is south per day, richt so is it called.
Dove, dear full blist, fair micht they befall. Do a true for to trist a stone in the wall. Full well yet wist thou wold come to the hall.
A true tokenist, we shall be savored on. Far we? The water since she come, have deepness plumes fallen a fathom, and more hardily.
These floods are gone, father, behold!
There is left richt none, and that be a bold.
And still as a stone our ship is tall.
Upon land, here are none that we wear, fain he wold me childer there. Same Japhet and, come, with glee and with gam, come go we all some. We will no longer abide here.
Here have we been now long enough, with tray and with tane, and dread make it woe.
Behold, on this grain, nother cart ne plough is left as he wain, nother tray than bow, ne other thing. But all is away. Many castles, ye say, greater tunus of array, flit as this flowing.
These are floodus nor a fricht. All this world so weeder has maved with micht and sea and be cedar.
Though dead are they dicht, prurest of preed, everych a wicht that ever was speed with sin, all are they slain and put unto pain.
From thence again, may they never win?
Win? No, ye wish. But he that micht has, will mean of their miss, and admit them to grass. As he in Baal is bliss, he pray him in this pass. In heaven he with his to purvey us a plas. That way, with his santis in sicht, and his angels bricht, may come to his licht. Amen. For charity.